Hello?
Hi, Abraham. I was just texting you right now. I'm like, I'm calling you. It's Nadine. How are you? I'm so sorry I missed your call. I was on the other line, and I was finishing up a call, and I'm like, oh, my gosh. Hopefully I hang up before he gets my voicemail. And no, you got my voicemail. I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
No, but... Yeah, because I was gonna say we're still working, but I still have to give you a call.
Okay. So what time are you gonna be done there?
I was gonna say maybe we could just do it by work.
Do by what? I'm sorry.
I could just give you we could just talk right now. It should be fine.
Okay. I'll try to get you through it as quickly as possible, you know, because I know you're working too, and I want to respect your time, okay? So as I told you, okay, this package, it would be $348 for you to get it started, right? But every month after that, Abraham, you are only paying $249 a month. Again, it's a month-to-month program. There are no contracts. So you're not being charged per call, per job, or per click. This will include us getting you PIN verified through Google, creating your profile page and keeping it on that first page. We'll do content creation on Bing. Now, you mentioned you created a Facebook page for the business, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Is it under AK Services, or how do you have it listed?
That one is, I have it right now as AD, as the AD does it all.
AD does it all. Oh, okay. All right. Yeah, because I was looking for AK Services. I couldn't find it. Okay, so it's
yeah.
A, and then D as in David, and then the word does it all?
Yeah.
Okay. Let me see if I can pull it up. Okay. So are you changing the name to AD does it all, or is it AK Services now?
Yeah, we're changing it to AK Services.
Oh, okay. Awesome. Now, what we're going to do, right, regarding Facebook, we're going to be running what's called Facebook ads. So anytime when someone does that search on Google for your services, and even if they didn't call you, but they go to Facebook and they're looking at their pictures or stories, that's when they're going to see your ad appear. It's going to show up on their desktop and on their mobile device. And this is what's going to help you reach more new potential clients. But we're going to run those ads to target an audience by interest, income level, or by location. Okay?
Because I had done something with Instagram already. Like it was something like I had started with like the lowest package. It was like about like $30 a month or something like that. And it was like boost your story. And it's been charging me, but I don't know what it's really doing.
Yeah, you know, that's something, what you're doing is you're boosting you're boosting ads on Instagram. What I would recommend is this, Abraham, you have your Instagram and your Facebook, are they linked together? So like when you post on Instagram, it'll post on your Facebook page and vice versa?
It's not right now, but I can do that though.
Okay, here's what I would do. Don't boost, because are you even getting anything off of those ads that you're doing on Instagram?
On the boost? That's what I was going to say. It's not doing anything.
So, okay, listen, here's what I'm going to tell you. Stop doing the boosting on Instagram, okay? Facebook is going to work excellent for you, and we're going to be running those ads there. So what I would recommend is link your Instagram and your Facebook together so those ads will also show up on your Instagram, and you're not paying more money. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, and the Facebook ads, we're going to run them. You're not being charged per click or additional charges. It's included in your package. Okay. But those Facebook ads, it's like when someone, let's say if you've ever done this before, like you did a search on Google for something, and then you happen to go to your Facebook, and then all of a sudden you'll see something pop up. An ad pop up, right? On a search that you did previously, that's how they work. It's reminding them, hey, you were looking for this service. Here's a company that offers it. And it's a click-to-call ad. So when they click on it, they'll call you directly. Okay? Now, we're also going to list you on other directories. Okay, Abraham? Directories like Yelp, Yahoo, Yellow Pages, BBB. Remember that we're also going to include a website for you. So I'm going to have them build you guys a website. We can add photos, pictures, videos. You know, we're going to attach that website where your business is being promoted. We're also going to include voice-activated searches, Google Home, Amazon Alexa, Siri, and we're going to give you exposure on mobile devices that covers iPhones, Androids, and tablets. So we're including all of that.
Okay.
Okay. So you ready to give this a shot?
Yeah, and then somebody's going to be, like, helping me with all that stuff, too?
Yes, everything. You're going to have a team here dedicated to your account. So we do all the work for you so that you can focus on your jobs. The only thing you have to do is, like, provide us pictures, you know, of some of your work, and just answer your phone when you receive calls from people finding you on Google. I'm sure you answer your phone all the time anyways because you're running a business, right?
Yeah, but what's the cost? So I will be sending somebody like all the pictures of the projects and everything, and then they can
yeah.
take care of that.
Yeah, okay. We'll take care of it. Okay, so what's the best email for you, Abraham? Because this is where we send correspondence from us, and it's where we're going to send your receipt too. So what's the best email for you?
It's ABDAYAL. 99@gmail.com.
Okay, I'm going to repeat it back to you, okay? A like Abraham, D like David, D like David, A like Abraham, Y like
no.
yellow.
It's A, B, D, A, B, Dayal. It's A, B, D, A, Y, A, L.
Okay, A as in apple, B like boy, D like David, A like apple, Y like yellow, A like apple, L like Larry, 99@gmail.com, right?
Yeah.
Okay, got it. So what I'm sending you right now, Abraham, you're going to get these two emails coming from Nadine Medina at Local Splash. The first email is going to say Google and Facebook marketing. It's going to show everything that we're including, okay, in that package. Now, also, you're going to receive another email from me that's going to be labeled Client Dashboard Analytics. So with this program, you're going to have a customized tracking and reporting system so that you can track your results with us and not just take our word for it that it's working, okay? So I'm going to send you that one. You'll be able to see, like, all your profiles, what keywords you're listed for, how many calls you receive from new customers. So you'll be able to see all of that, which I think that, for me, that's the beauty of the program. Okay?
Oh. Yeah.
Now, what I'm also going to do for you, too, okay, so earlier I sent you the text message with my name, my phone number, and my extension, right? You have that still?
Yes.
Okay, always keep that just for your records. I'm what's considered the lead on the account. I'm the one that creates it. But you're going to have a team of agents here within our company that are going to be dedicated to your account. So any time that you have an update, you have a change, you have a question, or you even have a concern regarding your account, you're going to contact our customer service department, okay, Abraham? And we always have someone here Monday through Friday from 7 in the morning to 4 in the afternoon Pacific Standard Time. Now, you are 3 hours ahead of us, so we are always here for you Monday through Friday from 10 to 7, okay? So I'm going to send you the text message right now with our customer service phone number. Make sure you keep my number for your records, too, okay, that you save that. It's on the bottom of the emails, too, that I sent you.
Okay.
And I'm sending this text. Now, the next text message that you're going to receive, Abraham, it's going to have this link to a YouTube video that's like about maybe 6 minutes long. Make sure that when you have time to watch the video, because it's going to give you a demonstration on how you go in and track your results with us. And I promise you it's nothing complicated. I just want you to get familiar with it. Okay? Did you get those two text messages that I sent you?
Oh, yeah. I just got it.
Beautiful. Okay, so your name, just for the account purpose, you spell it A as in apple, B as in boy, R as in Robert, A as in apple, H as in Henry, A as in apple, M as in Mary. Is that how you spell it? Abraham?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And Abraham, what's your last name?
It's my Dayal, D-A-Y-A-L.
Dayal? Okay. D-A-Y-A-L. Okay. And then, now the phone number that you want us to list is going to be the 703-346-2364. Is that the number that should be listed for the business?
Yes.
Okay. Now, the company name, I want to make sure that we list it correctly. You want the business name to read as capital A, as in apple, capital K as in kite, and it's like one word, right? A-K. And then the word services with a capital S, correct?
Yes, AK services.
Okay. Now, Google's going to also send a PIN code to you in the mail, and it's going to look like a postcard. It's going to have a verification code. This is actually what's going to make you the red dot on the map. So they're going to send it by mail. I see an address, and I don't know if this is the address where you want them to mail it to. There's an address that shows 4911 Andrea Avenue, Annandale, Virginia 22003.
Yeah, that's a good address.
Okay. Now, make sure that if someone gets the mail before you do, to let them know that you're waiting for a PIN code and not to throw it away. It'll say Google at the top of it. It's not junk mail. Okay?
Okay.
All right.
As long as there's a name on it, nobody can throw it.
Yeah. Now, Abraham, so for the billing, the card that you're using today to make the payment, is that card in your name? Does it have the business name, or is it in both?
It's in my name.
Okay. And is your name, does it only read Abraham Dayal, or is there like a middle initial?
On the card, it's just Abraham Dayal, but on my license, it's different, you know?
Oh, that's okay. I just need to know what it reads on the credit or debit card that you're going to use for the payment. Okay?
Yeah.
And then, is it the same billing address for that card, the 4911 Andrea Avenue?
Yes.
Okay. And what kind of card is it? Is it Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover?
I think it's a MasterCard. Or it's a credit card.
Okay.
Goldman Sachs. Apple credit card.
Okay. And what's the card number when you're ready?
Hold on, let me see. All right, it's going to be 5253.
Uh-huh.
6354.
Uh-huh.
0147.
Uh-huh.
9148.
When does it expire, the month and the year?
0728.
0728. And what's the CVV code on the back?
773.
Okay. So before I process your payment, Abraham, I'm going to actually walk you through a voice verification recording, and it's for your protection because I have you at a discounted pricing program that we don't typically advertise. So when I'm walking you through it, okay, if there's something that you don't understand, do me a favor and just stop me. Say, Nadine, what does that mean? So this way I can go back and review it and then rephrase it. I want to make sure, Abraham, that you have a clear and firm understanding before we process your payment. Sound good?
Yes.
Okay. Now, I do want to put a security question on your account here with us. So your security question could either be your mother's maiden name, the city that you were born in, or your first pet's name. What do you want for your security question?
I guess my mom's name.
Okay, your mom, what was your mom's last name before she got married?
Dayal?
Okay. All right. And I'll tell you why we put the security question. If anyone were to ever call you and say that they were local splash and they're asking you to pay $5, okay, ask them, what's my security question? And they're going to hang up on you. That's how you know it's not us. Okay? We do it for your protection. All right?
Okay.
Okay. Now, Abraham, is there anyone else that you want to authorize on your account here with us to make changes in case you're not able to call and make a change, or is it only going to be you?
For now, I guess not right now.
Okay, just you. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, now, Abraham. Okay. Now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to turn on the recording. Remember, if there's something you don't understand, just ask me what it means, okay?
Okay.
Okay. So it reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
AK Services.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Abraham Dayal, marketing team.
Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes, it's the boss, the owner.
The owner, thank you. Now, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors that are unrelated to Local Splash. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls, text messages, and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Now, I also want you to keep in mind, Abraham, that you might get a call from someone trying to sell you like another type of online product. They are not associated with our company. We will never ask you to spend more money, okay? And remember, if someone calls you saying that they were us, ask them, what's my security question? That's how you can confirm if it's us calling you or not, okay?
Okay.
Now, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
If I would like to do, could you
let me explain
that
this one. Yeah, let me explain it to you. Okay. So what this means is we're not saying that you can't do additional marketing. What we're saying is that before you do, please give us a call so that we can confirm that we're not already providing you that service. We don't want you like investing more money if you don't need to. That's what that means. So like, let's say you were going to run Facebook ads and you call us and say, oh, I'm going to actually sign up to do Facebook ads. We're going to tell you, no, don't do it because we're already including it. So that way you don't spend more money. Okay?
Yeah.
So in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes, I will stick to the agreement.
You agree. Okay, perfect. Yes. Now, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today's date, which is September 22nd, 2023, and the non-refundable amount of $348. Now, this is a two-month verbal agreement, so all that means, Abraham, is that your second payment will be charged on October 22nd, 2023, in the discounted amount of $249. Okay. Now, once the term completes, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the twenty-second day. Okay. So each month on the 22nd day, you will automatically be charged $249. However, you may discontinue or cancel your agreement at any time by contacting client support. That is the number that I texted you, 877-635-6225. And when you hear the recording, just hit number one. Now, to prevent charges for your next month of service, we ask that you contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due, so this way you're not incurring any charges. So if you need to pause it, Abraham, or cancel it, call 3 business days before the 22nd so that you don't get charged. Okay?
Yeah, so, like, I signed up this month, and then I'm going to pay it for a month from now, and then if it's, like, if I don't get any calls, then I could just cancel?
Correct. You can cancel at any time, yeah. So we just asked for you to stick it out 2 months, right? So you pay this month, you pay right now, and the next month on the 22nd of October, you'll be charged the $249, only being charged $249. Every month that you're with us after that, you know that every 22nd of the month, you'll be charged $249. But if you decide, let's say after your second payment, you decide, you know what, I don't want to renew for the next month, just make sure you call 3 days before November 22nd, so that way you don't get charged, okay? They're not going to charge you a cancellation fee. We don't work like that. We part as friends. But I'm confident that when you see the money that you're generating by being listed on Google, and as long as you're making profit, well, no one ever cancels on profit, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
In a month, you know, whatever, we try for a month, and if it's good, we keep it.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, we just ask, like I said, that you stick it out 2 months because we're getting all this stuff going for you. So we're going to do right by you. Anytime you have an update, change, question, or concern, you call our customer service department. We are here to help you. We're going to do all the work for you so that you can focus on your jobs. You're going to see the difference between Google, being marketed on Google, than taking leads from Angie. So you're going to see a big difference. Okay. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms, Abraham?
Yes.
Okay. So what I'm doing now is I'm updating your package, and then I'm going to process your payment, and in a couple of minutes, you're going to get your receipt. It's going to be sent to you by email, and we're going to send it to you in a text message. Now, the next thing I want to do, Abraham, is I want to schedule your client interview. So the client interview, you're going to be talking with one of our technicians. You don't need to be in front of a computer. Basically, what they're going to be doing is crossing all the T's, dotting all the I's, verifying the information, talking to you about the website. This is where the magic is going to happen. Now, the client interview can take about 30 or 40 minutes. Sometimes a little longer. It just depends really on how many questions or details you have. So I wanted to ask you, because I have an appointment available today for you. If it works for you, I have one available between 5 and 6 o'clock your time, or I have one between 6 and 7. Which one of those would work for you?
I would say 6 or 7, like around 7 p.m. will be perfect.
Around 7 p.m.? Okay.
Yeah.
So what they would do is they would call you between 6 and 7 o'clock. Basically, they're going to be calling you from an 877 number. So you just want to make sure that you answer all calls within that hour. Okay? Now,
Okay. It
says that the CVV number doesn't match. Can you confirm it with me? I have 773.
Oh, yeah. I see this. The verification decline?
Yeah.
Okay, now it's 249 because I have a security thing.
Oh, you have a security? Oh, that's good. You should always have securities. Okay, so the security code is 249?
Yeah, right now it's 249, but it changes, like, you know.
Okay, So I should submit the 249 instead?
Yes, you just, yeah.
Okay.
It has to go fast.
Okay. So I'll try it again. We're good to try it again, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, it declined it again.
Oh, it declined again?
Yeah.
Oh.
Is it giving you like an error or something? I don't want to charge it again. Take a look and see what it's telling you while I set up your appointment right now before someone takes it.
Oh, no. Yeah. It says if I made that transaction or not.
Yeah, so then you probably want to say yes.
Yeah, I just said yes.
Okay. Okay. I'm just going to give it a couple of minutes. Is the security code still the same, the 249?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to give it a couple of minutes before I even try to process it again. Let's at least go through some of your notes, okay? So we'll give it some time. I want it to catch up because I don't want to charge it again and then it dings you again. You know what I mean? So we'll give it like 5 minutes, okay? So right now what I'm doing is I'm sending you an email, and it's going to just let you know that your client interview is going to be between 6 and 7 o'clock. Now, we're going to call you from an 877 number. So you just want to make sure that you answer all calls within that hour. Now, when we call you, Abraham, if you're in the middle of something and you need like 5 more minutes, just pick up the call and say, hey, can you call me back in 5 minutes? And we'll call you right back, okay?
All right. Yeah, thank you.
All right. So let me see here. Now, under your services, I want to notate some of the services that you're currently offering right now. What would you like me to list? And then they're going to go over more with you in detail.
So we really focus on anything from furniture assembly to TV mounting or let's say...
So handyman, home repairs... Do you do home repairs, like doors and windows?
Like we could say at least like medium-sized jobs, you know?
Okay.
Yeah.
Furniture assembly, what else?
Junk removal,
You do that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And we also do some furniture moving, but we're trying to, like, not really do that too much, but we also do offer that.
Do you want me to notate it, or do you want to just wait? It's up to you. You can add it in at any time.
Yeah, we just wait that one. We just wait on
that one. Okay. So far I put handyman, home repairs. That could be, like, anyone asking, like, for a light fixture or whatever. Do you do that?
Yeah, like, any putting up lights.
Okay.
Like, appliances and stuff like that.
Oh, okay. Like appliance installs?
You know, appliance removal or installing, like any appliances.
Oh, nice. Okay.
What else?
And is it just for residential for now or commercial too?
We do residential mostly, but we can do commercial too.
Okay. All right. And then it's not a requirement. I just ask out of habit, do you have, like, license, insurance? Are you in the process of that?
Yeah, we're in the process of that right now.
Good for you. That's awesome. Glad to hear that. Okay. And then I know you have your Facebook page. So I was trying to look for it, and I couldn't find it. Do you know how to send me the link for the Facebook?
Yeah. Maybe because it's not set up completely. I don't know.
Okay. Well, here's the thing. If you want, okay, we can create you the Facebook page. It's included. If you need us to create it for you, we can create it. But we create it through your personal page. So this way you have access to it. No one's going to see your personal page, though. Do you want us to build you the business Facebook?
Yeah.
Okay. What's your your personal page. How do I find you on there? Is it just by your first and last name?
Yeah, you should be able to find me like that.
Okay. Do you remember what your profile picture looks like?
It should be, I think it should be just me.
Let me see.
Yeah, it's just like a V with a red shirt by some water.
Oh, I think I see it. Okay, I found you. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, perfect. All right, so that way they know where to create the Facebook. Let me just put that here. Now, do you have a business logo created for your company yet, or do you want us to build you one?
You can do that?
Yeah, we can build one for you. It doesn't
okay,
cost you
perfect.
Anything. It's included.
Okay,
okay,
that's perfect.
And you have some pictures, right, of some of the work that you've done? Maybe some
yeah,
before and after? Okay.
Yeah.
Awesome.
We have everything.
Okay, perfect. This is good. And then I put on there for them to build you the business logo. And then let's see here. Now you have an option, okay, Abraham? So instead of us listing like your phone number on Google, we can put a tracking number that would actually be linked to your phone. And when they call it, right, it would still ring to you. But they're just not seeing your physical phone number. But it does come with an app that you would download from the app store where you could track your phone calls and your messages. You could even block spam calls. Do you prefer that it be your phone number listed or do you want the tracking number? It's up to you. It's your preference.
Which one do you think is better?
Well, if you don't want to get a bunch of spam calls and stuff like that, it kind of avoids it. I would say put the tracking number.
Okay, I'll go with that.
Okay.
Because, yeah, spam calls.
And you have, like, an iPhone or an Android, right, where you could download the app? It's a
yeah,
free
I have
app. Okay, perfect. And then now when we're communicating with you, let's say if we call you with updates or what have you, do you prefer that we call you, text you, email, all three, phone and text? What do you prefer?
I would prefer text. And then a call, yeah.
Okay, text and phone. All right. And then, now, do you want us to run the Facebook ads to target, like, what, 40 miles? They can go
yeah,
as far as 50. What do you prefer?
I would say, could we start at 40 and then I could raise it later?
Of course. Yeah, of course. You could change it at any time. It doesn't cost you to make changes, okay? We can always make changes. You just got to let customer service know, okay? So let me put that. I'm going to put 40 miles. Now, what are your hours of operation? Are you Monday through Friday, Monday through Saturday?
We do mostly Monday through Friday, but we also take time for Saturday or Sunday if we have to.
Okay, so Monday through Friday, what are your typical hours of operation?
I would say around 9 a.m. to 10 a.m.
9 to 10? Okay. And then on Saturday and Sunday, do you want me to put just by appointment only or just leave it without saying anything?
I would say for Saturday and Sunday, appointment only.
Okay. And you said 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, right?
Yeah, nine to 5 should be fine.
Okay, 9 to 5. And if you ever need to change the hours again, just let us know so that way we can update it. And I'm going to put Saturday and Sunday by appointment only so that way they know that you might be available, but it's going to be by appointment. So you can schedule it as you need to. And
okay.
Then what forms of payments do you accept from your clients? Do you take cash, check, Zelle, Venmo, PayPal, Cash App, Apple Pay? What do you take?
We take Cash App, Apple Pay, what is it, Zelle? We really try not to take checks.
Okay.
Or cash
is good though, right?
Yeah, cash.
Okay. So cash, Zelle, Cash App, and Apple Pay, right?
Yeah, Apple Cash and Apple Pay would be like the top. top.
Apple Pay would be the top? Okay.
And Cash will be number one, and then Apple Pay, and then Cash App, and then Zelle will be last.
Zelle would be last. Okay. That's what I was going to ask you next. Okay. So I'm going to put Zelle last. Okay. Awesome. All right. Now, just a few more things we need to go over. So if you take a look at your text messages or your emails, I need you to find the one that says initial invoice. And it'll start off by saying, Dear Abraham, thank you for choosing Local Splash. I need you to find that one and open it up. It would have came either before or after the one that says welcome.
Pictures needed for Google or
okay, let me go over that one with you real quick. The pictures needed for Google, okay? Since you have that open. So this is gonna help us get you verified faster. Okay? Now some of these items you might not have, right? Because you're in the process of getting your business license and your insurance. So obviously you can't send us a photo of that, okay? But on those other items that you can send pictures, like send us a picture of your tools. Send us a picture of your equipment, right? Send us a picture of your work truck or your work van, okay? If you have a business card, right? I don't know if you've made business cards yet, but send us a picture of your business card if you have one. If you use like an invoice, send us a picture of the blank invoice. If you also send us a picture, like, you know, like where you store your tools, sometimes you might store it in a corner in your garage. Send us a picture of that, okay? The more photos that you can send us of those items is going to help us get you verified through Google a lot faster, okay? So send the ones that you can, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Now, the one that says initial invoice, go ahead and open it up, and I'm going to just walk you through it. We'll probably be done right now in 5 minutes, but I just want to go over it with you. So when you open it, it'll say, Dear Abraham, thank you for choosing Local Splash. A copy of your invoice is located below this email. Do you see that?
Yes.
Okay. Do you see where it says, please click here to accept your subscription terms?
Oh, yeah.
Click on where it says, click here. Now, it's going to open up a page, Abraham, that says at the very top, Local Splash, Terms of Experience. Do you see that? Are you on that page?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to walk you through this. So the services that you have with us, okay, with this package is the Google Business Profile Optimization, Google Business Profile Access. We're going to do the directory submission. We're going to build you the business Facebook page and give you access to that. We're going to run Facebook ads, okay? Now, Google Ads and Google Guaranteed, those are other products that we offer, but they're not part of your package. It's always something that we can visit later. Let's start getting you to make more money first before you start getting into those other programs, okay? The program I selected for you is the best one right now. Now, Google Workspace, what that is like if you want like a work email, something that would say like abraham@adservices.com. If you want something like that, it's an additional cost. They'll talk to you about it during your client interview. You don't have to do it. Okay? And then you're going to have the advanced reporting system. You see our live client support team. We're always here Monday through Friday from 7 to 4, and there's our 877 number again for you. But remember, your time, we're always here 10 to 7 because you're 3 hours ahead. Now, under SMS communication, if we send you a text message where it says mobile phone, it has your phone number listed there. That's the number that we would text, okay? Where it says payments, it shows that today you paid $348 to activate your services, and we give you the breakdown. Now, where it says monthly after, the $149 plus $100 in your Facebook ads is $249. So you know that you're paying $249 every month after that. It's never going to change. Now, if you need to cancel or you need to pause your account, it shows you there. You just call us 3 business days before the billing is due so that way you don't get charged. Under the cancellation and refunds, you see that little box that says next to it, I certify that I'm the authorized holder and signer of the credit card and all the information is true and accurate. You're going to click on that box, Abraham, because you're saying it's your name on the card that you provided for the payment. Okay? And then where it's asking you to sign, you're just going to type your name exactly as it reads there. Abraham space, Dial space, you don't need to put a space because it's your last name. And then you don't need to put the date because it's already there, and then you're going to click on confirm signature. Let me know when you do that because it should open up a page asking you to put a username and password. So let me know when you see that.
Yeah, I'm on that right now.
Beautiful. Okay, I wanted you to see this part. This is where you would go in and track your results with us. Right now, we don't have your username or password yet because we have to create it. So starting from today, okay, which I'm glad we're doing your client interview today because the faster we get you through it, the faster we're moving too. So we're going to be sending you notifications on the steps that we're completing. So this way you're aware of what we're doing, the work, okay? So in 5 to 7 days, we're going to have your Facebook page created for the business. We're going to have you listed in all the directories, and we're going to send you your login credentials. So that username and password that you're seeing, that's where you're going to see your results, right? So we'll send you an email with that link, a username and a password, so you can start logging in and tracking your results with us. That's why I want you to watch that video, okay? Now, within 7 to 14 days, your website's going to be completed, and your Facebook ads are going to be live. They'll already be able to see your Facebook ads, okay? Now, in our terms and conditions, Abraham, or keep in mind, 6 to 10 days, I need you to be on the lookout for your PIN code that's going to come in the mail. So you'll get that within 6 to 10 days, okay? Once you get the PIN code, we need the PIN code, and the technician will go over it with you, all right? Now, in our terms and conditions that we sent to you in writing, it does state that the first page placement on Google can happen between 30 to 45 days. I will tell you this. We like to underpromise and overdeliver. I'm going to say at a lot of times, Abraham, I've seen it happen sooner. So as soon as you get that PIN code, give us the PIN code right away. Okay? In the meantime, we're getting everything else up and running, your Facebook ads, your Facebook business page, the directories and the website, so you can start generating phone calls. Okay? Yeah. Save your receipt for your tax purposes because it's a write-off. FYI, always save your receipts. Okay?
Oh, yeah.
And I want to be the first, Abraham, to congratulate you and welcome you to our local Splash family. I am super excited that we're able to help you here. You're going to love it. You're really going to love it. And we're here to help you in every step, okay?
Yes.
All right. So don't forget, we're going to call you between 6 and 7 today. If I'm available, if I'm not on a call, I'll be the one calling you to introduce you to your technician. Okay?
And then I'll talk to them about all the website.
The website, everything. Yeah. You can give them, like, if you have certain ideas of how you want the website, you know, to look or colors. Yeah. You'll go over that all with them. Okay?
And then do you guys do anything about any referrals?
Referrals as far as what, Mijo?
Because I might have somebody that's interested in this, too.
Okay, listen. I'm going to tell you right now, if you have someone, okay, that you refer to us and they sign up with me, okay, it, obviously they can't do the same type of work you do in your area because we only work, right, with one business per industry per area. But, like, let's say they do handyman work, but they're, like, clear on another side of town. I would just have to make sure we have a position open or if they do a different type of service. But you want to make sure you give them my number. Because if they sign up with us, you'll get credit for that. I'm not sure what exactly the credit amount is, but they'll give you a credit for referring someone.
Okay, that's fine. That's perfect.
That's because, good, yeah, right?
Yeah, because I know people would love to join this, you know?
That's awesome. What businesses do they typically run?
The HVAC and a bunch of other stuff.
Really? That's good. Yeah. As long as it's not like, you know, what your service is, because we're not going to kick you off to put someone you referred. You know what I mean? But yeah, just make sure, Adrian, you give them my number, because if they call our customer service and someone else talks to them, you won't be getting the credit then. That's why I say make sure that you have them call me. So give them my number and my extension, and make sure that they say, hey, Abraham referred me, so this way I can get that credit applied to you for the referral.
Okay.
Okay. I'm not sure what the credit is, but I know they do that. It's like we'd like to give thanks for, you know, you referring others. Okay?
Yeah.
Awesome. So we'll talk to you later on this evening for your client interview, right?
Okay, then I'll be expecting a call around 7 p.m.
Okay, and we'll also send you, Abraham, we're going to send you a reminder an hour before your client interview to let you know that it's coming up in the next hour, just in case if you forget. Okay, so we'll send you a reminder for it. All right?
Okay. Yeah,
awesome.
And then the payment went through?
Yes, that's why you got the receipt, or else you wouldn't have gotten a receipt if it didn't.
And then for the username and the password?
The username and password, they're going to send that to you within 5 to 7 days. You're going to get an email with the link for the reporting system, and we're going to send you the username and password. So that way you can start logging in and tracking your results, okay? You'll get that within 5 to 7 days.
Okay? All right.
All right, so we'll talk to you in a bit.
Okay, thank you. I'll talk to you soon.
You're welcome. All righty. Bye-bye.
Take care.
You too.